McCullough, S. Avondale, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 13, 1896. Dear Brother McCullough, I heard Willie say that Sister Lucas was about to be given up from doing the work she has been doing. If this is the case, I would be pleased to have her come and help Sarah Belden to do the cooking and some sewing for me. I will pay her 10 shillings per week and board. We have had 14 and 15 in our family since Christmas. Sarah now needs some help, else she will be unable to do my work. W.C. White and his family have to keep house for themselves by the first of next week, and if Sister Lucas can come to help us for a few weeks, I will pay her fare up here, and we shall be very thankful. We have had it very hard all the time since we came. The house was incomplete. Our goods have come, and it has been packing and unpacking the whole time we have been here. There is no place for Sister Burnham, but my only room for receiving comers, and she will not be able to move before next week. Sister Belden has had too much to do. She is not very strong, and I cannot have her all used up, so she will be no good to me. The strain has been too severe. I write to you, and will send her a letter also. Brother Falkhead's wife's mother and her son Romanus, I do not know how it is spelled, have sent word they are coming up to remain over 2 nights, and wish us to meet them at the station. Our horses have so much of this work to do, they cannot get time to do our work on the place. I do not know how we can entertain company just now, but someone must do this. I therefore must have help. I wish her to come at once, as soon as she receives this letter, for we need help now. I was glad to hear of the progress of the work. You speak of my coming down. I cannot come at present. My writing is pressing. I cannot leave it. Not alone the reading of chapters for the book, Life of Christ, but writing of great importance must be done in the Lord's great vineyard. Would be pleased to come as soon as I can get some work, essential to be done, off my mind. I was very sorry that the arrangements were made for you to take the boarders. It was not the best thing to do. We are seeking in every way to recommend, by precept and example, the disuse of animal flesh. From the light the Lord has been pleased to give me, the flesh of dead animals is not the proper food for human beings to eat, and we are composed of that which we eat. While boarding with Brother and Sister Belden, they had not a flesh-meat diet, and boarding with you, the flesh-meat diet is arousing the appetite for that class of food which is not best for us to eat. We are not to sanction, by precept and example, the flesh-meat diet. Please do not encourage the workers henceforth to board with you if you set this class of food before them. As a family, you are of nervous temperament, and such a diet will to be the best for physical, mental, or moral healthfulness. We are so sorry you placed meat before the workers, for this is one part of their education, to refrain from flesh-meat diet. Animals are diseased, terribly diseased. And why take the flesh of dead animals into your blood? God help you, is my prayer.